Hey everyone, this podcast is part of Story Mode, the podcast network of Gamefully Unemployed. You can support us and gain access to other great exclusive podcasts at patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. That's patreon.com/GAMEFULLY unemployed, which is spelled like it sounds.
Can't run a business where your customers get eaten.
Tremors 3, back to perfection. This time, they've mutated into the perfect killing machine.
Great. Graboid?
What?
Are you kidding? For real?
How do we intro?
Nice. I forget. I don't remember.
This, what we're saying right now could be the intro.
Yeah, I don't remember how we start this show. I don't remember how we start this show.
I think we say, like, welcome to Fear Worms.
No, say Field.
Feel worms.
Welcome to Feel Worms.
Feel worms. Welcome.
Let's do that for the entire episode.
Just be a real, make it a real problem for everybody.
Just a real chore to listen
feel
to.
Feel worms. Directed by Brent Maddock. Guys,
starring
welcome.
Michael Gross.
We're watching Tremors 3.
Tremors 3.
Back to perfection.
we need to stop.
Okay. My name is David Bell, by the way.
I'm Tom Ryman.
Yeah, we're your hosts. And yeah.
God, welcome to goddamn Fear Worms.
Yeah, I mean, come on, guys. This is
know the trail. You know what you clicked on.
Yeah, this is a podcast miniseries all about the Tremors movies. If you haven't yet, we put out the first two, so you should watch those. This is brought to you by our Patreon subscriber and producer of this podcast, Aaron Burr, sir. So everybody thank Aaron Burr because, yeah.
This is me clapping.
Doing the claps. Because he made it all happen. He said to us, I demand that you watch all the Tremors movies, which I believe there are six.
I think so.
So we're halfway through.
We're halfway there.
Yeah, we're doing that thing.
Mm-hmm.
The prayer thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, we used to work at the docks, but now the union's on strike, so things are pretty tough.
Mm-hmm.
But we're halfway there.
We're halfway there.
Tremors 3.
Tremors 3. I think we're officially in uncharted territory.
Why isn't Bon Jovi in one of these movies?
Probably because they turned him down, right?
He was in the Vampires sequel, Vampires Los Muertos.
He should be in one of these.
He should be.
Yeah.
He was great in the Vampires sequel. I'm like, why is John Bon Jovi not in more direct-to-video horror movies?
Man, I bet John Bon Jovi has said that exact phrase out loud.
Frequently.
Why hasn't John Bon Jovi been in more direct-to-video horror movies?
In mixed company, too. He'll do it in business meetings. He'll do it at gatherings.
Right. This is just
birthdays,
what he's all about. Yeah.
Bar mitzvahs.
Yeah.
He'll just go in there and demand to know why he wasn't in a Tremors.
Right. He should be. He deserves it.
He should
it.
Be. He he's really does.
It. Yeah. Yeah, so I think we're in uncharted waters in the sense that I think most people have seen Tremors. A lot of people have seen Tremors, too.
If you're listening to this podcast, you've certainly probably seen Tremors.
Yeah, a lot of people have seen Tremors, too. I saw Tremors,
yes.
too.
I remember being kind of a big deal when it came out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
It was like 96.
96.
Even though they filmed it in 94. We covered this all, the Tremors.
We did. So. It was almost a theatrical run, and then it wasn't. Even though they delayed it to almost do a theatrical run with it. But I don't think many people have watched Tremors 3 Back to Perfection from 2001, direct to DVD. This is, like I said, directed by Brent Maddock, who this is his only directing credit. Would you believe that?
Isn't he one of the writers?
Yes, he is the writer of the original. He is also the writer of Short Circuit, Wild Wild West, and Heart
right.
and Souls.
This hero.
Yep, this has had a budget of $6 million. It is, technically speaking, not by much, but it's the longest Tremors movie.
I saw that, yeah. It's about an hour and 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little long. It drags a little bit.
Right, but that said, I think the fourth Tremors is about the same length. But I would say, having watched this for the first time, one of the biggest things that surprised me about this, Tom, was that it wasn't that bad.
No, it really wasn't.
I actually kind of enjoyed it.
Yeah, I chuckled warmly a few times.
There's a couple moments.
Ho, 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 were my exact words.
Ho, ho. Give it a hearty Bert. Chuckle.
That Bert.
Bert. Well, he's great. Michael Gross is great. Did you know his sister's in this?
I saw that, yes. It's the
Mary
lady
Gross.
That asked him for an autograph.
Yeah. So, I guess we should go through the plot first.
Yeah, we can go through it kind of quickly.
We have a few sections here. The plot is basically, as implied by the title, Back to Perfection. They're back in Perfection, the town. Bert's there. He's the only person from the original. We learn that the other two are they got a Graboid theme park, right?
Yeah, Grady and Earl from part two opened the Graboid theme park.
So there's a guy running a sham safari.
Yeah. Desert Jack.
Yeah. Where he's taking tourists out. Like a guy who's like a real poser. He had nothing to do with the other Tremors.
No. He's just showed up in town. And it's a real like, it's like the Jungle Cruise, like the Jaws ride.
Yeah.
It's very much like that.
Yeah. They're basically showing perfection with a new generation. And they spend a lot of time establishing an ensemble, which is one of the reasons I was like, good for you, Tremors 3.
Mm-hmm.
Like they kind of make me enjoy the characters.
Yeah, and they got a few of the people back. They got Ariana Richards back and her mom.
Right.
They got the older guy, Miguel, he's there.
Yeah.
And fucking Melvin is there.
Melvin, the return of Melvin.
Return
which is a
of
big
Melvin.
Big part of this. Melvin fulfills, like, the way we all watched the Star Wars prequels and was like, that Anakin's a real twerp. He has a similar turn where like in Tremors we're all like fuck Melvin, and in this one he's just a villain.
Yeah, he's just a twerp. He grew up in just a taller twerp.
Yeah,
he's trying to buy out everybody's land.
Yeah. He's a real asshole. And then there's the guy doing the Tremors grift where he's like faking. He has Jesse Pinkman hiding in the bushes.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
It's not literally Jesse Pinkman.
No,
but
it's just a guy who looks really like Aaron Paul. Like, when I started watching, I was like, is that fucking Aaron Paul? and he's great. He's just drinking beer and making fake Tremors effects.
Yeah, he's like, it was kind of neat to see because it's like, oh, they're kind of showing us how they do these effects.
Yeah, it's
like,
true.
Like, he uses a series of lines to pull down the fence posts.
Right.
And he has like this little fire extinguisher type device that sprays dirt and dust up so it looks like the ground is being broken through.
Right. The idea is there hasn't been a Graboid attack since the first movie town, at least. So they're just faking it to making it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're doing. And I like that. I like that establishing idea of these grifters, and then they have to deal with a real goddamn Graboid. We start on Bert. Where is Bert? He's in Argentina.
Argentina. So like Bert is just going around South American countries, just killing Graboids for hire.
Yep. And then he just goes home. And he's got a great pad, Graboid proof pad. And then who's the other new character? The woman running the general store.
I think her name is Judy.
Okay.
She's supposed to be Walter's niece.
Right.
The guy who ran the store in the first movie.
Right. And she's great because she's just like a real, real serious businesswoman who like went to school for all this.
Yeah.
Trying
to run her Graboid business.
Yeah. Trying to build a brand.
She has all this Dark Horse comics. It's Graboids, Screamers, Graboids
Screechers.
Versus Screamers.
Screechers, right? Or
Screechers. Whatever. Shriekers.
Shriekers. That's it.
Yeah.
I always forget.
So that was a fun bit.
Yeah. There's a lot of good bits. Again, they establish the characters in a way that I'm like, hey, you know what? I like these guys. I like them.
I
was sad when Jesse Pinkman gets eaten alive.
Yeah. I was sad when Miguel died.
Yeah.
I was like, you killed Miguel?
Yeah, that's a real bummer.
He was from the OG.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, there's a lot to love. This has one of my favorite lines in it of any movie, which is...
There's a couple of good ones. I'm curious which one you're picking.
The one I loved, which was when I believe Bert blows up his own yep. house, mm-hmm. and he says to them, "I'm a masterpiece of self-destruction." I was like, "Oh my god, that's a tattoo I need."
There's a couple of lines, even in that shot, like in that scene, like he says, "I'm a master of self-destruction," or what did he say?
"I'm a masterpiece of self-destruction."
And then they find out, like, he blew up his entire house to prevent the ass blaster, which is the new one that flies. It's
we'll
a new grab one that flies. He blew it up because he didn't want it to get to his MREs again, because they're thinking, like, in the second one, if they eat, they'll multiply. And then he gets radioed by Nancy and Mindy in the store, and they're like, "No, if they eat, they fall asleep. We just tied this one up." And he says something like, "What creator..." What the fuck does he say?
Shit, it's a great line.
It's a great line, too. It's like, what sort of cruel creator could make irony like this, or something like that?
He calls himself a refugee. Because one of the themes of this in Tremors 2 is the idea in the first Tremors, Bert is hilariously prepared out of coincidence. And then in Tremors 2, he thinks he's prepared and he's not. Tremors 3, same deal. Is that they think they know the score. And I like this idea. It doesn't quite make sense. But the premises of Tremors 2 and Tremors 3 is that in the first movie, they killed the worm so fast, they didn't know they would evolve. Mm-hmm. And then in Tremors 2, they evolved into the Screechers. And they kill the Screechers so fast, they don't know that those also evolve. And that's what we learn in this one, is that they evolve into a third Tremor, which flies. Kind of... not with wings. They're like gliders that fart rocket fuel.
Yes.
Apparently they're based off of Bombardier Beetles, is I guess what in the behind the scenes what they said that they kind of based them off of.
Mm-hmm.
And so they like fart fire in the air and glide, and they call them ass blasters. And so again, Bert is unprepared. They have a new thing that they're like, fuck.
It just crashes right through the roof of his house.
Yeah.
No preparation for that.
Yeah,
I looked at
all
the line.
Rules have changed.
The line is, "What kind of supreme being would condone such irony?"
Oh, what a great line.
And then after he blows his house up. Oh, yeah. It's been the same two writers. Yeah. So the first movie was a pretty tight script, and in general, the second one was as well. And this one is pretty decent. It's a little long, but
I'll say this, and I know spoilers for Tremors 4. Tremors 4 is a prequel.
Yes.
And I think it's like a Western.
Yes.
And I think they knew when they made this movie, they were like, "We can't keep doing this." Like, in the sense that they pushed it in this one, where it's like, okay, it's just going to keep evolving. But they finished the cycle. The idea is the ass blasters have tremor eggs.
Yeah.
And they're the final form that then drop the eggs and create worms again.
Yes.
So they knew, like, okay, we can't just do the same gimmick every time. So where do we go with Tremors? Let's go back in time. That's a great idea. I'm very excited for 4 now.
I'm pretty excited for 4, yes.
Yeah. Because it's also the same actors, because they're all the ancestors.
Yep.
Oh, it makes me so happy.
So glorious.
Right.
But there's another fun line when it's after he blows up his whole house, because he doesn't manage to get a gun. So for a while, Bert doesn't have any guns, which is a funny thing to do to that character.
Oh, yeah.
And he keeps saying, "If I could only have just gotten one gun." And then, like, they're hiding in a porta potty at this point. And he's like, "Man, if I had just able to get one thing, anything I could, even a single shot." And she's like, "Bert, you don't have a gun. You're going to have to deal with it."
Right.
And it cuts to his face, and he looks like genuinely like distraught.
Right.
Like,
oh, he's so good.
I enjoyed it.
This has one of my favorite so far. I guess I don't want to call it a set piece. It's one of my favorite graboid sequence ideas, which is that there's a scene in this where Bert gets eaten by a graboid, and it
he
was
sure
like,
does.
And I gasped. I was like, "No," because part of me knew, like, he's in the sequels.
Yeah, he's in the rest of them.
So but it was surprising.
Yeah, it was.
He gets swallowed whole, and then he radios them from in the graboid, and he's like, I need you to lure it to my compound. And the premise, the idea is that the compound is surrounded by concrete underground because it's graboid proof. So they lure the graboid to the compound, and he drives over the concrete, and the graboid doesn't see it and slams into the concrete, just like in the first Tremors. And then they have to dig the graboid, dig a hole, and cut it open with a chainsaw, yep. and they just fish Bird out. And he's still alive in the graboid. That was fantastic. Like, that was such a good idea.
Yeah, every part of that was pretty glorious.
Yeah. There's a whole... We haven't talked about the government getting involved. Yeah.
This is the biggest problem with the film.
Agent Charlie Rusk, by the way, is played by the guy who plays the Carmine in the first Tremors, the road worker. Same actor.
Okay.
Yeah, nice little cameo. So, the government shows up.
Yeah, sort of.
Sort of.
They do.
It's one of those things they have to do, which is like, how do they explain them not getting help? And at first, they just say, like, they won't get here in time. And it's like, mm-hmm. yeah, you can still call them. And then they do, one of them does, and they come in and they cite the Endangered Species Act. The villain, one of the villains of this movie. And it's delightful.
It is pretty great.
Yeah. So the idea is they're not allowed to shoot them. Because they're
endangered. And then they all get killed off screen.
Yes. Yes. The
which is very funny.
Yeah, yeah. Except for one of them. One of them makes it.
Yeah. And that's so that's the biggest problem with this movie, I was going to say, is that they had very little money, and you can see.
Oh, yeah. I mean, one of the things is the Shriekers don't show up much in this.
You don't see them at all.
Yeah, and they
see them in
like,
the very beginning when he shoots a bunch of them, and that's it.
Yeah, and they just mention them, that they're mm-hmm. like, oh, there were Shriekers. It was horrible. And it's
yep.
like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to get into that, is the moment of CGI, because this is Amalgamated Dynamics again, and the puppets look good.
Yeah.
The CGI doesn't look good.
No, but it's not god-awful.
No, but it is 2001, man.
It's 2001, like, made for TV, you know, made for video CGI, so it's like, it's not, it gets the job done.
Yeah. The moment they did a CGI graboid, I was like, no, let's not do that.
Yeah.
Like, they'd already figured this out. They figured out how to do this already.
Yeah, why is it... I don't know.
Yeah, when it pops out at Bert's property, which was a weird moment, because the idea is he's not supposed to shoot it, and it's albino, it's his white whale.
Yeah.
El Blanco.
El Blanco, and he doesn't kill it.
He doesn't. Well, that's... Spoilers. That's my favorite twist, is the idea is... What's his name? Little Wiener. Melvin. Wants to build all over perfection. And in the end, Bert, who hates the graboids, realizes that if he keeps one alive almost as like a little pet or mascot, they can't. It's the Endangered Species Act. They're protected, and therefore their land is protected from Melvin.
Yeah.
So
just
I really,
for Melvin.
Yeah. yes. Just for Melvin. I really like that turn, though. I like the idea that they were like, you know what? One graboid. Because the idea is they establish... very loosely, that this graboid won't become a Shrieker because he's albino. They have a line where they're like, it's an albino, and they're like...
Oh, I missed that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they're like, it's an albino, and they're like, oh, maybe that's why it won't turn into a Shrieker. And then
sure.
it doesn't.
And then so it doesn't, yeah.
They're not wrong, but it's like, oh, all right, I guess that's all we need for explanation of that. They're just like, albinos, they can't mate. It's like, sure, fine. So yeah, it's like their pet graboid at the end, which I like.
Yeah. It's like the town mascot.
Yeah. God, I like that every Tremor film needs a dipshit in a cowboy hat. That's just a rule now.
Yeah, it's, you know, it makes sense.
Yeah, there's now for all the sequels, it's like, this guy is not quite Kevin Bacon. Like, they just get a new Bacon every single time.
New Bacon.
Yeah, so I would say...
It's Kevin Facon.
Kevin Facon, there we go.
That's right.
Bam.
Nailed it.
Solved. There was some stems, like the junkyard stuff. I got kind of,
yeah, it took him a little too long to build the potato gun.
Yes, although I mean, in fairness, a potato gun would take a while to make, but I know what you're saying.
We didn't need to see all of it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, and like it felt like they were spinning their wheels a little, like the stakes felt lower. Mm-hmm. And again, it explains why Tremors 4, because I really think this is just getting away with being this, because this is more of the same kind of with Tremors 2.
Yeah.
And again, it was surprisingly good, mm-hmm. but I think they knew at this point, like, okay, we can't keep doing
we gotta change it up somehow.
Yeah. which I think, yeah, there's 4 is going to be a prequel, and then I think
so
5
is to watch 4.
Yeah, I think 5 is in Africa, and then 6 is in the ice. So
5 is also when Jamie Kennedy starts showing up. So
right, that's a shame.
We're gonna have to sit through that.
Well, who knows? This is surprisingly good, I thought.
True. Yeah.
Yeah, I would, again, that was the most shocking thing about this movie, was that I generally enjoyed myself. There was some dumb stuff. Bert getting stuck on a mattress, I thought, was really dumb. That was the dumbest weird problem to have, is he falls on a mattress and the springs get caught in his outfit.
Yeah.
And it becomes like strange. A big problem for him.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, I feel like you could just get up really fast and you'd be fine.
Yeah, just like rip yourself out of that.
Yeah. I like that he technically does attempted murder at the end with Melvin. He just leaves him out there with a grappler.
Oh, yeah, he just leaves Melvin there.
Yeah.
I completely support that, though.
Yeah, I'm all for that. Yeah, fucking Melvin, it was perfect. What a perfect way to bring back Melvin.
He's such a twerp.
He's such a little wiener. I hope he keeps showing up. I hope he's in the prequel. There's like a Melvin ancestor.
There should be a Melvin ancestor. He's sort of a dipshit.
His name is Kelvin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just whining.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Do you have any general comments before we get into our first section?
General comments? No, not really. I think as I'm reading, I'm finding out that this is actually the last one made that involved the original two writers, which is kind of sad.
Oh no, that is a shame. That makes me feel less hopeful about the next movies.
The next one is.
Oh, the next one is. Okay.
The next one is directed by S.S. Wilson, who was the writer.
Right.
One of the writers.
Oh, it better be fucking great.
I
mean, let's get into Behind the Worms and talk about the behind the scenes of this.
Beneath the Worms.
Beneath the Worms.
The dirt, if you will.
Mm.
The dirt on Tremors.
Yep. This was shot in 22 days.
Okay.
It was apparently a real stressful situation for that reason. There was a lot of budget problems.
Yeah.
A lot of budget issues. They shot it fast. They couldn't include a lot of things. I was watching a making of documentary, and I got to say, there's a really good quote from Michael Gross in it that I had never thought about, which is that he says he's very proud about these Tremors movies, specifically that no person has turned a gun on another person in it. And I was like, oh, yeah. You're right, Michael Gross.
He is, like, in real life, he is kind of anti-gun, isn't he? Which is interesting because he plays this character.
Right. And so I think he likes, that's probably the condition that he had it under, where it's like, okay. Because, again, there's a part in the movie where Bert casually says the government's all spying on them at one point.
He sure does.
It's just the cute thing he does.
Yeah, like when he goes into the store to get supplies and he notices that she's got a barcode scanner now. He's like, you know, the government uses those to track your purchases.
Yeah, and she's like, I know, Bert. I know. That gun at the beginning, the 50 cal gun, that was a real, like, practical gun, which was kind of cool. The beginning sequence is him mowing down screechers in Argentina with this giant, like, a gun that you get inside. It's that big of a gun. And yeah, that was like a real thing they brought to set, which was pretty cool.
Cool.
Some other stuff I dug up is that they lost, because of software issues, they couldn't bring back the CG Shriekers, like the files from Tremors 2.
That's what a weird problem to have.
Yeah, so they had to scan the Amalgamated Dynamics Shriekers and kind of start from scratch.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's a weird one. Yeah, and like I said, they cut most of the Shrieker stuff. And then I also wanted to note that this is probably the part, the behind-the-scenes stuff that I dug up that was, to me personally, the most tragic.
Yeah.
Tom, did you know that around this time they were planning a Tremors video game?
No.
Yeah. It was Rock Solid Studios. It was announced in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
It was canceled. It was scheduled to come out in 2003. And it was canceled that summer. It was going to come out for Xbox, GameCube, PS2, and PC. It was a third-person, like, sandbox game. Like, survival horror sandbox game where you would be battling graboids and shriekers.
Sounds great.
Yeah, various melee weapons and, like, really creative, like, MacGyver stuff. You couldn't walk on the ground. You'd have to hide your body heat. A lot of the actors recorded, like, their voices did, like,
Oh.
Actual recordings for it, and then it got fucking canceled. And I don't know why.
You ogres.
I think I heard it was canceled because they didn't think there was enough of a fan base.
Yeah, that's probably why.
Yeah. Which
Tremors is a real niche fan base.
Yeah. But man, I was still here's the thing. This is why I'm like hopeful about these sequels.
Yeah.
Is that one of the things in the back of my head has always been, why would they have made so many of these?
So many of these.
Yeah. How are they getting away with that? And the answer is someone's got to be watching them.
Yeah.
And watching this movie as like, oh, okay, this is actually pretty fucking entertaining. It's dumb.
Yeah.
The ass blasters are, I mean, they're called ass blasters.
They're called ass blasters.
Yeah. And they just stick with that.
They do, and it's very funny.
Yeah.
And they look just so hilarious when they fly.
Yeah. Yeah, they're a hilarious creature design.
Yeah.
Which I would argue all the Tremors stuff is kind of hilarious.
Yeah, they're all pretty dopey looking.
Yeah. But it's, I mean, that's part of the charm. Like, at no point is this a scary movie, you know?
No, no.
Nor is it trying to be. It's an adventure. It's like Jurassic Park, but campier.
Yeah. I think, yeah, that's a good, it's like, yeah. I can't believe we hadn't landed on that word yet. But yeah, camp is the exactly what this is.
Oh, yeah, it's hardcore camp. They know exactly what they're doing, and they really enjoy doing it.
Yeah, it's done earnestly. It's not done like a Sharknado, like we were talking about earlier, where it's like, you see how ridiculous this is? Isn't this stupid? It's like, well,
yeah, the secret is, like, I like the characters.
Yeah.
And I care about them.
Yeah.
Michael Gross he's now, like, a big part of the series, obviously, because he's, like, the only person who's been in all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, after this is when they did the Tremors series, which we're not going to cover. Yeah.
Yeah, they had one that went for 13 episodes on Sci-Fi.
Yeah, the one starring Michael Gross.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they tried another one a few years back, maybe in 2016, I think.
With Kevin Bacon.
With Kevin Bacon, yeah.
Yeah.
But that one didn't get picked up.
Yeah, yeah, it is very niche. It's not enough people can kind of support.
I'm not sure how you'd make it into it. I don't know how it would work as a show.
Right, because kind of the point of Tremors is it's the floor is lava. Every Tremors movie takes place in a very short period of time for a reason.
Yeah.
Because it's like, over time, you can control them. It's about isolation. It's about being stuck with the Tremors.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to, like, all the lore around the tourism and stuff, that's just, like, fun flavoring. But it's like, we don't really care that much about it. Like, I don't care about these people's day-to-day lives. I only care about them when Tremors are around.
Right.
Or Graboids are around, yeah. You want to get into the kill counter? Our us versus them section?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about what... So...
I forgot that was a section that we do.
Yeah. We're going to go through... this is... Well, I'm surprised by this section, because I know why it exists, why Aaron Burr wanted us to do it. Mm-hmm. But much like Tremors 2, not much of a body count.
No, and a lot of it's off screen.
Yeah, yeah. Rusk and Statler die off screen.
Mm-hmm.
That's
the Doctor Merlin, whatever his name was, Merlin, Doctor Merlin, the guy that stumbles back to camp and then dies.
Right. So that's three. Jesse
Miguel,
Pinkman.
Miguel. And
oh yeah,
Jesse
Miguel
Pinkman.
And Jesse Pinkman. That's five. I think that's it. And then
I think
a
it's
cow.
All the people and the cow.
Versus. One, I counted them.
A
one,
lot.
Two, three,
I mean,
four, five, six, seven ass blasters, one graboid in like, I don't know, 50 shriekers, maybe more.
We don't see them. They turn into.
Well, at the beginning.
Oh, right, when he mows down a whole army of shriekers.
Yeah. Where he takes a news station in a very dangerous place, CNN. He takes CNN. Like, I thought, I was watching that and I was like, okay, I get it that he has a handle on the situation. But like, put them in like a safari cage or something.
Yeah,
you don't want. Yeah, you don't want to get CNN eaten. You don't want to be the guy who gets CNN eaten.
No, you don't want that lawsuit.
Yeah. So what is that, like 60?
I think so.
Altogether, I mean,
that's pretty safe to assume.
Yeah. So it's 5 versus 60, and then one cow in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much it. Like, it's,
I think so.
It's weird. I don't know if they're going to start upping the kill count, because that's the funny thing about this movie. By the way, this movie's PG.
Yeah, I saw that.
Which is
which
funny.
Which was very surprising.
Yeah, it well, I don't know if they meant it to be. I think they just were like, this is what the movie is.
This is the movie, yeah.
And like, yeah, it's PG.
I think they were probably surprised by that rating.
Right. I mean, they're like, man, we said ass blasters a lot.
Mm-hmm. And there's some blood and some yeah. intense
well,
violence,
it didn't
but there's
feel
some
like
violence.
It didn't feel like it was censored or restrained.
No.
It felt like it was the movie they wanted to make. Like, I mean, it works, right?
I think so.
Yeah, it's just surprising to me, this and two, that they seem to almost shy away from deaths of humans.
Yeah.
That said, neither did, say, Jurassic Park. How many people
That's
die
true.
In Jurassic Park?
Four.
Four people.
I think.
It's, well, all right, there's the worker at the beginning.
The worker at the beginning.
The lawyer, Nedry.
Gennaro, Nedry.
Sam.
Sam Jackson and Muldoon. That's
so
five.
Yeah, because they knew that it wasn't about body count. It's about the adventure. It's about the experience. It's about the tension.
Mm-hmm.
It makes the deaths, like, I have nothing against slasher films that kill a bunch of people, but there is a certain amount of tension that you lose when you realize as an audience, oh, everybody's just fodder.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all these people are going to die.
Yeah, I don't care about them, yeah.
And Tremors does this really fun thing where, like, they'll introduce, every new movie, they introduce new main characters that aren't Bert, and you think that's going to be make them fodder, where it's like, oh, yeah, this dickhead in a cowboy hat, we don't care enough about him. He can die.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of these people could die. Melvin can die.
Yeah.
He can certainly die.
Why didn't
but they're like,
Melvin die?
Yeah, I mean, he might have. We don't know.
That's true, for all we know.
He's left out there with the albino.
Mm-hmm.
But I appreciate that they're like, we're not going to just kill every new character because then you'll know what the game is.
Mm-hmm.
So we're actually going to make you wonder who's going to die. I think it works.
Yeah.
What'd you think of the romance in this? That sort of romance, the cloud-based sex.
The cloud-based sex. It was fine because it doesn't really end in anything. It just ends with, oh.
Yeah, it kind of ends in a friendship. You could argue that they're going to be friends.
Yeah. So, yeah, they don't kiss or anything. She's just like, all right, I'll give this guy a chance.
Yeah, they give her a good setup where she's all business. She's trying to run this place. And he does the thing where he's talking about clouds with her like a real asshole.
I did kind of like that exchange, though, where he was just talking about clouds. And she's like, I never look at clouds. He's like, oh, you never look up?
Right.
She's like, I've been pretty busy. Too busy to look up. Like something about that, the incredulity about that. Really
oh, yeah, it was great. And then at the end, he's just like, hey, you want to go look at some clouds? And she's like, I guess. Like, it's like, hey, why don't you relax a little bit? But his character's kind of baffling. They do the thing where what's-her-name is talking to Jesse Pinkman. And he's like, well, I get why you do this, but why does he do this?
Yeah.
Like, you're garbage. You're a trash can, Jesse Pinkman.
You're a waste of life and resources.
My favorite is when he... he's hiding in the bushes doing the graboid effects for the tourists. And the grift is exactly fake a graboid encounter, get them on a rock, and then sell them high-priced beer.
Yep.
Which I love that's the grift. But I love when Jesse Pinkman finishes knocking over the fence and he whips out a beer and says like, oh, finally.
Yeah.
Starts drinking it. Like it's maybe 2 p.m. and he's just like, I'm done for the day.
He did 2 minutes of work.
Yeah. Which he probably couldn't have possibly been paid a living wage for.
Oh God, no.
Like I'm sure those tours are expensive. But there's no way he's given that guy money. Given Pinkman, he's probably just giving him enough for beer and letting him crash on his couch.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real weight off society that Jesse Pinkman was eating.
Right, that he was just consumed. Well, because he also starts to get a little MRA on her.
Does he? I missed
you remember
that part.
Where it's like she's clearly not interested in him, and he's like, oh, so you don't like my company? People might take offense to that. As he's like continuously throwing this knife into the ground.
Right, as he's a real piece of shit. I like the knife bit, by the way, of attracting the tremor with the knife. Yeah, he is pretty MRA. I want to know his entire story.
I think we saw it.
Yeah, I just, that's what a fascinating side character.
What his life, man. His job before that was cleaning up roadkill for the county.
Yeah, the system has failed this man. But he, man, I love it because he's just like, this is the best job ever. Like, he's so happy to be part of a hoax, which
Part of a grift.
Part of a grift. He's the best part of a grift. He's the you wait in the bushes and make noises part
of
the grift.
Yeah, you get to fake a monster.
Yeah. That is, like, that's a solid... Monster grifts, like, when you're, like, taking advantage of, like, you know, old people or, like, racist people or, you know, like, there's a lot of bad grifts out there. But if you're just like, I'm going to tell people that they get on this car and they'll go see a monster, and then I'll fake a monster, like, that's a grift I can get behind.
Yeah.
I'm not against that.
No, you're not hurting anybody.
Yeah, it's a good old tourism grift.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good old come see this fucking... Come see the worms that are in the ground. Check it out. Come take pictures of dust, you assholes.
I do like burnt out, depleted plants. Just snap a couple of pics of those.
He's a fascinating character because he's such a grifter when they introduce him. But then the moment, like, I thought he was going to be the villain because the moment the Tremors showed up, he snaps to it. He's just like, all right, let's do it.
He was like pretty well versed in them.
Yeah, like they established that he has a fake gun in his car because like nothing. Yeah. So I thought the idea was he was going to get what's coming to him immediately. Like he was going to be, you know, it's that scene in the X-Files Quagmire where the guy's faking Big Blue.
He's faking Big Blue and then gets eaten.
Yeah, I expected some sort of karma there, but the movie makes us like him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gets punished enough. He loses his Jesse Pinkman.
Yeah, his Jesse Pinkman gets eaten right before his face.
Yeah. I like the part where the tourist, who's apparently his sister, takes her picture or takes the kid's picture with Michael Gross. Mm-hmm. I like that only because he doesn't say like a fucking word the whole time.
Nope.
He just sits there with his mouth agape, like not quite sure what's happening.
Yeah, he's just very irritated.
Yeah, he's just not into it.
Mm-mm.
Man, this... It's one of the worst movies. All right. On that subject, you want to get to Burt's Bullets? You want to give this a rating system?
Yeah. Let's go ahead and rate this.
Yeah.
Is it from 1 to 5?
1 to 5. 5 being the best. 1 being the worst. Mm-hmm. We've given so far. I think we gave. I should have kept track of this. I think we gave Tremor 5.
Yes.
I'm writing it down right now. Tremors 5. Tremors 2. I think we gave a 4. Or 4.5.
Yeah.
What would you give this?
Probably a 3.
Really? So we're going that far. We're going that gradually downward.
Yeah, I mean it's definitely not a 2.
I'm gonna give it I say a 3.5, but I can
3.5. Okay, well we'll give it 3.5 bullets.
Okay.
We'll give
because
it 3.5 bullets.
I really don't think this is that bad of a movie.
No, it really isn't. Like I'm enjoying this series so far.
Today for the other podcast, I watched Itsy Bitsy and Tremors 3, and Tremors 3 is the best film I've watched today.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm really not hating this series. Yeah. It's surprising. Like, I am very happy that someone made me watch Tremors 3.
Yes, because I never would have watched it.
Yes. And now that I have, it gave me something.
Yeah.
This has given me something. It's given me the...
My life is improved.
Yeah, I'm a masterpiece of self-destruction. It gave me that.
Yeah.
It gave me the ass blasters. It's given me the scene where Bert gets in the graboid and gets dragged. That was excellent.
That was pretty good, yeah.
Yeah,
That was a good bit.
Yeah, this movie has done more harm, or more good than harm.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I would say I recommend it. Yeah, if you have Starz subscription right now, it's free.
Yeah, otherwise you got to rent it.
Yeah, it's definitely worth free if you're alone. I think if you're hanging out with people, maybe then buy it. I don't know. If you're a big Tremors fan, if you really like 1 and you really like 2, then there's no reason not to rent 3 and enjoy and have a great fucking afternoon.
Just have a fine day.
Yeah, just make this your day. Tremors marathon.
A Tremorthon. Like,
a Tremorthon. Like, if I were having a Tremorthon, I would definitely... include 3. Hopefully we'll see about
hopefully 4. Yeah. We'll see next time how good 4 is.
Yeah, we will.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening. I think that's a sode.
This has been Fear Worms. Yeah, this was definitely
Fear Worms.
This was a frothy sode.
Mm-hmm. A bubbling sode.
Chug that sode. Get it all up in you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, get it. Drink our worm.
Drink our
fear worm. And again, Thanks to Aaron Burser for making this happen.
Yes.
You guys, he did it through a tier in our Patreon, which you can check out at patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. We have a tier with exclusive podcasts, like Tom and Jeff Watch Batman and Fox Mulder is a Maniac. We have a tier where you can select a special We Just Watched episode. We have a tier where you watch movies with us. Movies that include couldn't potentially include a Tremors movie and have.
We have watched Tremors before.
Yeah.
With our patrons. And you can make a whole ass mini series of your own if you want. That's a tier.
It doesn't have to be about movies.
Doesn't we have actually, to be about movies.
The crazy thing about this tier is that you don't even have to have it widely released. We've had people do this tier to make personal podcasts where we literally just make a podcast that only they get to listen to. That's the idea. It's your podcast. Now, if you select this tier, you get two podcasts every month and you can do whatever you want with them. Aaron Burr just happened to be a real, real sick fuck and was like, let's do Tremors and share it with the world. And we said, sure.
Unleash it on the world.
Yep. Infect the world with our fear worms.
Ass blast the world with our worms.
Ass blast in the world. That's us. That's our motto.
Yep.
That's ass blast in the world with our fear worm.
Oh, man. That's
That's real gross. I don't feel great. I don't feel great.
No, I feel good. I feel good ending on that. Okay. I want that to be what you guys take with you today.